Hello and welcome to Coming Home with Mama T. I'm your host, Tierra, aka Mama T. And on this podcast, we explore the journey of one, coming home to ourselves, and also building and living an extraordinary life through mastering manifestation, maintaining a positive mindset, and living luxuriously. And I am taking luxury and being indoors today. It is a little chilly outside, so it is a day to be comfy cozy. I have my tea with me. We've got a little lemon in there. And then of course we have water, which is going to be the topic of today's chat. I woke up this morning and I was just feeling so bloated and gross and all of that. And I woke up and I was just like, girl needs a detox. Okay, girl needs some cleansing, needs some like purification. And in my mind, I'm thinking about that. And I started to kind of like do like, okay, well, what are the things that help me to cleanse my body and like just let go, release, and energetically, physically, and all that, but mostly physically, because that's like where I was feeling. And then I was like, well, I've opened my eyes, it's time to drink some water, because I typically keep a water bottle, like my little, what do you call this, like it's called Chill Out, it's not any like brand or whatever, but my insulated water cup next to my bed. So I went ahead, I like, you know, took some sips, and I already immediately started feeling better. And it reminded me of the power of water, right? It seems so simple, and yet it is a luxury because not everybody has access to clean water. Let's be real about that. But also just like, it's 70% of our body, we drink it and like we feel better. I don't understand. It's like such an amazing and wonderful resource, and it is quite abundant when we actually, you know, take time to use it. And it hit me like, okay, there's so much magic, and if I need this reminder, someone else probably could utilize the reminder. And so the reminder today is, one, drink more water, but two, the magical properties of it. One of the things I love about water is that it is so programmable, right? We can speak intentions into the water. And I find when we are mindful about drinking the water and speaking intentions into the water, it's a reminder to us. Every time we take a sip, like, you know, like, hey, I said to this water earlier this morning, like, I am happy and I am healthy. And so as I take a sip, mind you, we are mindful as we're doing it, right? So I'm taking my sip and I'm reminding myself, I am happy and I am healthy, right? I am happy, I am healthy. We are programming our bodies. We are putting that energy into every molecule, because as we sip on the water spreads through our bodies. Yes, it is charging our bodies with that intention, and it's magical and it's beautiful, and we just need simple water. Can we elevate the experience? Yes, we can add herbs and spices and all sorts of things, aka tea or decoctions and tinctures and all of that. We can add bitters to it. If we have an upset stomach, we can put things in it to help enhance our experience and lean more towards whatever it is that we are going through at that moment. But at the end of the day, the carrier is the water. And water is found in the drinking form. Water is found in foods. Water is found in so many places and spaces when we choose to bring it into ourselves. So in this conversation, I just want to remind you, like, what are you bringing into yourself? I mentioned I'm like, oh gosh, I need a detox. This last couple of weeks has just been like, since getting back home, like, you know, going here, going there, doing this, doing that, doing this, doing that, doing that, you know, eating and drinking and communing with friends, which I don't, like, I would not take anything from that, those experiences and the fun that I'm having, but it's also just like a conscious reminder, okay, like, well, you know, how much am I eating? How much am I drinking? How am I feeling afterwards? What can I do to better the experience and continue, like, while I'm still doing this, better the experience? One, adding water. Just adding water, I think, is like such a powerful choice, right? You know, we're going to a bar, we're hanging out, you're drinking your drink or whatever, and then you drink a glass of water, right? You alternate. And all of a sudden, you're not as hungover, the sugar isn't killing your teeth as much. Your body is detoxing because the water is helping you flush all of that you're putting in out. So like the power of the water. We just have to choose to allow it to be a conduit in our lives for the change, the magic, the cleanse, the amplification, whatever. Like I said, if we set intentions, right? If we're amplifying, so like, okay, this water, I said I'm healthy, it's amplifying my health. It is an amplifying and powerful tool in this experience. And we can amplify the magic, again, with adding herbs and adding different items, organisms, whatever word you want to use, to help with the hydration of it. You know, you might want to add in some salt to help with your body absorbing the, if you're dehydrated, right? So like adding it in to absorb the hydration quicker into our bodies, you know, creating more electrolytes for our bodies. We might want to add lemon for flavor, but lemon also has its own healing properties. We might want to add mint. Mint is something that I am in love with, and I'm just really excited that I have a beautiful mint plant that is thriving, so I'm really proud of keeping it alive. But it's delicious in my opinion. I'm not a big chocolate chip mint ice cream person, but like mint on its own as a tea, add it to like a mojito, like all that good stuff, it's fantastic. And it has its wonderful healing properties. So you can add a little lemon, add a little mint. How luxurious is that to your water? Yes. And at the end of the day, it's just water, but it's so much more. And I think that is kind of how we can look at ourselves as people, right? Like, oh, I'm just a person. But really, we're all so much more. We all have a impact on the lives of the people around us, the people that get to indulge in us, if you will, right? As we are sipping on the water, people get to sip on you in a way. People get to lean into your energy, your personality, your physical presence. Like people get to drink that in. And then you become not just some person on the street or on social media or whatever. You become an energy and an entity that can add or release something from someone's life. You can, I mean, sorry, not sorry, trigger warning. You can be a trigger to somebody, right? You know, you're saying something, your words, your presence, something about you triggers something in someone. It doesn't mean that it's a positive, it doesn't have to be a negative trigger. It could be a positive trigger. Like, oh my gosh, like this person's energy is amazing. They're beautiful. Their skin's glowing. What do they do in their life? I want to emulate that, right? So you could be a positive trigger. You could show up and people just like, for whatever reason, is someone's graded by you, and that's their cross to bear. It's none of your business, but like maybe it is like they're grading, and for them it's like a reminder. Maybe it is jealousy that's showing up. Maybe it is like, you know, it's a reminder of someone in their life that had that hurt them, and it's like now they have to take the time to kind of let go, like realize like, oh, okay, this is still within my system and I can now address it and let go of it and move forward. And so you can be that catalyst in someone's life, right? We can both cleanse and amplify. We can reduce and grow but in people's lives. And we're not meant to be in everybody's lives all day, every single day. Just like we're not supposed to just continually sip on the water, like, you know, never put it down. We wouldn't have the opportunity to talk if all we're doing is drinking water all day. There is times to like set things aside, give us some space and come back to it, right? And so people get to do that with their relationship to us. And so it's just important to think about what are the things that we want to bring forward into our lives, continue to increase in our lives? Are we going to increase that water intake? Are we going to decrease the things that make us feel uncomfortable and discontent, right? I feel caveat, uncomfortable can be growing. So being conscious and aware of what the uncomfortability is. Like, are we uncomfortable because this is like a lesson to learn? We need to kind of like work through it and grow. You know, we're lifting the weights. Is it that kind of uncomfortable? Like a strengthening uncomfortable, or is it a debilitating uncomfortable? So these are the things that we're going to have to use our discernment for. So do I need to continue to be in this space, or is it time to, or has it done its work, right? Has it done its work, and have I done my work so that I'm ready to move on? These are the questions that we get to ask ourselves and explore within ourselves, because no one else can really truly do it for you. Yes, people can give you advice, people can share their experiences with you, but this is your life's experience. So you get to define your path, you get to define your journey, you get to define how you believe in yourself or not believe in yourself. And that is a whole other conversation, right? And I encourage you to believe in yourself. And in that believing, I feel called to remind you that we're having a meditation series coming out, right? And one of those steps that we address in that is self-acceptance and believing in ourselves. So I really encourage you to give that a looky-loo, lean into it, and revisit the series anytime you need to, anytime you need to like activate a mindset shift within yourself, right? I think it's beautiful work, and it's simple steps. It's quick. It's easy to address and look at and feel fired up about. And I'm really grateful and happy to be able to share these methods with you and help heal and grow with you. And so, also reminder, you know, the membership community is available to you as well to help you grow and thrive and feel supported in the journey. I think it's really important that we create community for ourselves that amplifies the direction in which we are looking to go and amplifies what it is that we're looking to experience in our life, right? As we grow, as we change, you know, friends that were like our best friends before might not be our best friends now, and it's nothing wrong with them and there's nothing wrong with you, but we are in different phases of our lives, and therefore things tend to fall away. And we can make a conscious effort to hold on to it if we want to, but is it necessary to do so if it is not fueling your path, if it's not fueling your desires? We get to make these choices. And I want to support you in your choices. I want to support you in your journey. I want to support you in your mind, body, and spiritual wellness. And so this community, that's what it's geared towards, right? Creating space to hold each other accountable, holding sacred space to provide advice and group coaching, holding a sacred space to offer Reiki and healing and recipes and remedies and all sorts of wonderful, magical goodness for you and your growth. So I invite you to give that a check out. The website is like somewhat active right now. Like you can see it. Like not all the buttons are functioning, but it's getting there. We're working on it. So www.mamatenergy.com. You can give it a perusal there. You can also sign up to be a guest on the podcast. If you have a story that you want to share and you want to help to allow others, give others the permission to grow and make choices for themselves and discern for themselves in their life, because we are the drivers of this car, right? The like life's the journey, and we are the car, and we are the drivers of it. So we get to choose when we're going to turn, how we're going to swerve, what we're going to do, what kind of car we're going to be in, right? Are we in a Honda Accord? Are we in a Mercedes Benz? Are we in a Tesla? Are we in a Hummer? What are we doing? What kind of energy are we bringing? I feel like all those different cars have different kinds of energy, and there's nothing wrong with any. If they're getting you from point A to point B, doesn't matter. You get to choose, right? You get the vibes. I think the car analogy is also kind of funny because literally last night we watched Fast X, and you know, John Cena's character had a car that was like not up to par with like what the family typically drives. So, but it was getting them where they needed to go, and it was carrying precious cargo, and it was doing its thing, right? And so it doesn't really matter. And it had an emotional attachment for John Cena's character for that car. So like there is something to be said that even if it doesn't have the aesthetic that might be like the mainstream look or what the community would deem as valuable, if it's valuable to you and it's your life, what does it matter, right? What does it matter? So with that, drink your water. drink your water. Be the water in someone else's life. Yes. Be that nourishing, replenishing, cleansing, caring energy in the lives of those around you. Choose to believe in yourself in a way that knows that you are. You are, while you are, yes, a person, as simple as a person, but so, so, so much more. And you are made for so much more. And you are life-giving, right? I said water is simple, but we don't live without water. We can go like a week plus without food. Maybe 3-4 days without water. Think on that. Be the water. And I love you.